You know that in the Caribbean we often face the same issues, with the only difference being scale. While we in Barbados sought to put a stop to the noise coming from kite bulls at night, we don't have an agency doing what happens in Trinidad to fight noise pollution generally. But for them, that's no bed of roses either.
There is a belief today, and not for the first time, that the Environmental Management Authority has no real teeth when it comes to combating noise pollution. Members of the EMA sat before Joint Select Committee of the Parliament inquiring into the operations of the authority with specific focus on noise pollution. JSC member Khadija Amin told of at least two areas and many letters of complaint sent to the EMA from residents of Valsain and Trincity regarding parties and noise pollution.
The public wants to know about action. What are the measures for enforcement? There are events, one-off events, or spaces within residential areas, as well as built-up areas, that continuously have high levels of noise. And numerous complaints come to the EMA, to the police, and there seems to be no action in terms of a reduction in the noise or enforcement. And I am saying this as a representative who has numerous letters in EMA at the police for spaces that were once residential but now seems to be a regular occurrence. So you have parties, I'll mention in Valsain South, in Trincity, those are residential areas, but they have little upscale parties and the noise disturbs the residents and it happens continuously.
However, Managing Director of the EMA, Hayden Romano, said while the body can instruct persons to shut down their event, there is a challenge. He said at this time the EMA is involved in one such court battle.
The challenge with that is that it's not immediate relief. And this is where I have to be very careful, and I will go to my lawyers in a little while. Our environmental police officers are police officers with police powers. And if we look at nuisance, this is a nuisance. And therefore, the police powers should be able to use to shut down these events. My lawyers tell me to be very careful. We have an active case now because we lost in the High Court. It's now in the appeal court, and I'm told I must just not say anything about it because hopefully we will have a decision soon from the appeal court, not only with respect to the powers of the EME, but the powers of the police with respect to noise.
Ms. Amin said there is a belief that the EMA cannot shut down any event even though residents are being disturbed.
Chairman, I am aware of the case because I have been told that this is one of the reasons your enforcement has a little hurdle at this time, where there's a toss-up in terms of who is responsible for enforcement. But there is the perception, even before this case became before the court, that, you know, the EMA does not have the teeth to shut down events or even to regulate noise, especially in residential areas. That's if you want. Then where does the police come in and how perhaps can the police assist? Because apart from the noise, it is a nuisance. There is a nuisance. So even if you measure, you use your instrument and you measure, how can the TTPS move in terms of enforcement while this case going on in the court?
Police Inspector Terence Dick said the action of the police has also been criticized in the court matter at hand.
Even our powers are scrutinized in that said case. And because the case was decided the way it was, the status quo remains. And as the status quo remains, we are creatures of statute. And because we are creatures of statute, our powers are enshrined in that statute. And we all know that those powers, as you are aware of the case, you would have seen how the court went through that. So it would be difficult to even comment based on what happened there.
We don't want to go in there.
JSC Chairman Vama Dial Singh suggested a ticketing system under the TTPS for noise pollution. He said this may save officers from going to court. Members of the public are being asked to share their experience with the criminal justice system.
This has been Sagicor's Early Business.
Don't shortchange your retirement.
Your retirement might still be years away, but it's never too early to start saving towards it.
Let Sagicorp use its 180 years of experience to help you develop a plan to get your money working as hard as you do.
Call your Sagicorp advisor or visit Sagicorp.com to learn how we can help you plan your retirement. Sagicorp, wise financial thinking for life.